Hi, welcome to month three of the Tiny Sustainable Life cocktail series. This is the Mad Farmer.
And Miss Mercy.
And Miss Mercy. And it is March 2020. And we're starting this month with the Amaretto Sour, which is something that the Mad Farmer occasionally had in college many years ago. Not very often, but when it came up on our list, he thought, okay, we'll give that a try. It had fond memories, but in a very brief kind of manner. So, Miss Mercy, do you want to tell us a little bit about the cocktail?
So, as I was doing a little research for this one, we discovered that it really kind of came about in the 1970s. It doesn't really have a very good origin story. And most of us remember the kind of amaretto and sour flavor of those college days.
Or almond cookies.
Or almond cookies.
Apparently, amaretto liqueur is a flavoring agent they commonly use in almond cookies because it's an almond liqueur.
Very good.
This is something I just learned on Real Simple Recipes.
All right. So when I was doing a little research about it, it seems to, as I said, not have a great origin story. So this podcast is going to be a little different in that it may be a two-part series. Tonight we're going to talk about the back of the bottle, literally on the house, sour mix, amaretto sour that I made tonight, which was amaretto sour mix and a splash of lemon soda. But we don't actually drink soda at the Tiny Sustainable Homestead. So I substituted soda with a splash of actual lemon juice. And then in our next installment of this particular cocktail series, we're going to try to uptown the old amaretto sour and find a new twist for it with a couple of different recipes that I think are going to be super tasty.
So, but this is basically what the original mix would have been like, probably just a pre-done sour mix that we purchased for something else a long time ago. And it's been sitting around our fridge for a while. Still fine. We're all okay. But we mixed it up. She put the really tasty maraschino cherries in that. So that kind of spiced up just enough to make it a grown-up drink, I guess. So here's to us. And
here's to
let's
us.
Give it a try. Okay. You can definitely taste the sour mix.
Yeah.
It's not, I would not say that's a little sweet.
The recipe called for 3 ounces of the sour mix and 1.5 ounces of amaretto. We are using amaretto. It is. One moment.
It's a fairly common amaretto. We know that. It's kind of a rectangular. It begins with a D. Go ahead. I'll butcher it. What do we got? The Sonoro? No, this aren't. Okay, I have no idea. You guys can figure it out yourself. It's Disaronno. I'm sure that I completely butchered that, so good luck. And I'm sure everybody will recognize the bottle. We'll put a picture of it up. And so you can all leave a comment about how hideously I messed up the pronunciation of that. So, yeah, Miss Mercy's like, yeah, it's ridiculous, but.
But you notice that she's not trying to pronounce it either, so.
So, anyway, as she pointed out, the history of this one really goes only back to the 1970s, so it's not really kind of a 1920s cocktail mix, but I'm sure they probably had something similar to it back in the day. Miss Mercy does not seem to be enjoying it. Yes, we're going to have to investigate YouTubing these particular videos.
I think the sour is just that kind of cloyingly.
Too sweet.
Yeah, a little sweet, sour. But the amaretto is pretty sweet, so. I'm actually.
Oh, I see what you mean. Wow, hit the bottom of that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next time that we make it. We will connect you to the recipe that we used for this one, and we will look forward to next week's installment, the two-part series for the amaretto sour.
We've seen some where they use the fresh fruit instead of the sour mix, so I think that'll probably be something we'll investigate. You're fine. It's over here. So, all right. So are we done for this evening? Anything else that we can feel like we need to discuss? All right. Well, until next time, hopefully probably next week at this time, enjoy and have a cocktail of us.